We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Joining us now, Diogo Brito, kind enough to join us. 19 points in 17 minutes. That's a nice line.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Hey, you guys, you know, a little bit, you know, shaky there at the beginning. But boy, when the offense clicked in, that ball movement was great. That ball was never sticking tonight.
Yeah, we started like a little slow, and that's normal, you know, first game of the season. But once we started moving the ball, like you said, and we started finding the open man and finding the guy that was wide open in the high post, because they were playing a lot of a matchup zone. Sometimes it's just kind of hard to adjust, but once we understood our attack, we just were able to,
you know, score. And the thing that I thought was really interesting is, you know, look, you've got guys that, you know, yourself and Sam and Brock and Abel that were such a big part of this year, but you're mixing in some young guys here that are new to the team, and boy, you can see the talent that they bring to the table.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, like we got a lot of guys that are still figuring out, you know, like it's their first game. They're still trying to figure out like where to find their spots on the offense, you know. But I think they did a really good job, you know. Whether it was Sean, Fons, Trevin, the big guys were all playing pretty well. I liked it. And then Carson and Liam were able to get some minutes, and that was really good for us, for sure.
I saw you guys having some fun with Dorius on that free throw that used pretty much every part of the rim.
Yeah, and Trevin is a funny guy, and his reactions are even funnier than his actions, you know. But yeah,
you know, overall though, you anticipate winning a game like this in a large fashion, but you gotta feel good about the chemistry and how well quickly things are coming together for this team.
Yes, and we're definitely working on it, and we knew it was actually not going to be that easy of a game, because out of all of these exhibition games that I've had since I've been here, this was probably the best team. You know, they actually know how to play. They run the ball up the court. They shoot it, and they shoot it a lot. They shoot it well. But I think, like, we did a really good job. We came out focused, and especially in the second half, because sometimes when we get up 20, you know, like, there's time to relax, whatever. But I think we were able to stay locked in, and that was big for us tonight.
Mm-hmm. What did you work on in the offseason? Because it seems like you're coming in with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, I mean, I worked on my game, you know, like just trying to finish better on the rim, trying to pull up better, a lot on my ball handling, because I knew coach is going to need me to play the one a little bit more this year. So I'm just trying to, you know, like be a player, and that's what coach tell me. Coach tell all of us, go be a player. And, you know, when you put in the work, I feel like the confidence comes with it, and just got to trust it every night, I think.
I was talking to a lot of people that have seen a bunch of practices and some mm-hmm. coaches, and I asked them, you know, who's really jumping out, who's really mm-hmm. looking well, and they said Diogo's taking it to another level. And I don't know specifically what you worked on mm-hmm. the offseason, but it seems to be paying off in dividends here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Been doing since day one, and I hope this season goes well, you know.
There's a heap of expectations. Last year, nobody really mm-hmm. you were not on anybody's radar going into last season, and then obviously you guys caught fire and everybody noticed the great things you did last year. Now, top 20 team, you know, unanimous pick to win the conference.
Exactly.
All these things, do you guys pay attention to that stuff?
I mean, if you ask me, we have never really talked about being ranked 17, you know. Yeah. That doesn't really come into our conversations, cuz we just try to focus on our work, you know, and we got a team coming in that is brand new coach, a lot of new players, and we know they're gonna bring their all, you know.
Yeah.
So we just gotta come play hard, and show them why we are ranked in the position that we are. Mm-hmm.
You know, but it seems like this isn't anything you guys are shying away from. That you're excited about the attention you're getting.
Yes, better than being ranked ninth, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Picked to finish ninth in
exactly,
the conference.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is certainly a better situation for sure. Hey, good luck, man. Look
Thank
forward
you.
To many
Thank
more
you,
of these
Scotty.
Conversations,
good
man.
To see you, man.
There you go. Diogo Brito as the Aggies get the victory. Final score in this one, 103-66. Aggies get set for Montana State coming up next week. You missed me, didn't you?
I missed you, man. I missed you. You know, you say these games start to matter, and you're right. But these games matter if you lose.
Yeah,
because then everybody's like, oh, I remember a few years ago, and I don't remember where I was at, but I think Utah had come off of, you know what, and I'm not saying Utah because we're in Utah. I just remember that they lost to like 91.
Northwest Nazarene or somebody
like
that.
Remember that guy? Yeah. And so it's easy for everyone to be like, oh, well, they should. And yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been a believer, like anybody can beat anybody, and I know it's cliche-ish, but anyway. What a great crowd. I want to thank everyone that came out tonight. How about the herd?
I know.
I mean,
that was awesome.
Literally, I couldn't believe it when I walked down and literally half full, all those sections. And then they were in full force on the baseline with all the fat heads. And we need to get a fat head of you two guys up there.
They're already there.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm not paying attention to what's there. So, good. I'm glad we got him.
Hey, I just talk it. No, never mind. So when you come out, what are your what are your goals? Obviously winning, but what are some of the things you want to get accomplished in these kind of games?
Well, it's quite a few things, actually. So first of all, you know, the NCAA has the rules where you can play any combination. You can play two close scrimmages. You can play two exhibition games. You can play one of each, right? And I guess I've always been of the belief I like to play one close scrimmage, one exhibition game. Close scrimmage because it's a little more controlled.
Yeah.
Usually it's against a Division I opponent, so you get maybe a little more, and then you get a lot done. And that was big time for us on last Saturday, and we clearly have gotten better since then. And then you do it where it's in our position where we can play at home and the lights are on. It would be like a dress rehearsal if you were – I don't have an artistic bone in my body, but if you were in a play – so it's like, so you want to win, you want to play well, but the lights are on, and the way we started, that's why you do that, because it's a different deal. We practice in here almost every day, but it's a different feel and a different vibe. So, you know, we turned it over two of our three first possessions. So you got to get all that stuff out and get a comfort zone with their day-to-day routine, and especially we have such a different team because we return almost – you know, most of our production.
Yeah.
But, of course, Nimi's not playing yet.
Yeah.
So we have essentially five returners with nine new guys. And I count Clay as a new – you know, Clay Stahl is a new guy, even though obviously he's been in our program for 3 years. But he's never – like last year, he didn't practice one time with us, right? And Roche didn't practice one time with us. So those guys in my eyes are new. And so you're trying to gel nine new players with your five returners, and you're trying to put them in a best position to succeed. And you're still evaluating what are they good at, what do they got to get better at, you know what I mean? What lineups work well together? And the other hard part is we don't typically run a whole lot of plays or set plays in these because I want to see us play in transition. I want to see us play, you know, in the half court with our kind of our base offense where we let guys go make plays, right? And so I thought once we settled in, we did a really good job. Quite frankly, on both ends of the floor. I mean, I don't care who you're playing. I don't care when you're playing. You hold the team to 30.9%. You're doing something right. And we played hard. Like, I thought we played really, really hard and played for each other for the most part all night.
A lot of people out there looking at some of the new additions and are going to say, you know, try to project what they are. But I thought Sean showed a lot tonight.
Sean's a very good player.
Yeah.
You know, you forget the plays he's making out there at 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
And he's a legit 6'7". Like he said when we were recruiting, I said, Sean, now really, how tall are you? You know, this is when he was still in Australia, and we were, like I said, we were still recruiting him. And he goes, well, Coach, I'm actually 6'8", but if I was an American, I'd be 6'9". And I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And he goes, well, everybody in America says they're 1 inch taller than they are. And I'm like, man, that guy's right on.
He's not wrong.
In the NBA, they say 2 inches taller.
Yeah.
Until now, they got the new, they have to abide by the, they actually have to measure him. But, no, Sean is a very talented young man. He, sky's the limit for that
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
He can play so many positions for us. Great feel, unbelievable passer, and he can score too. So he just brings such a level of versatility, and he's a great teammate. He wants to be so good. The guy's in here at night on his own shooting on a regular basis, and it was fun to see him, you know, because our freshmen, and I know you're used to Gary Anderson right now where he asks a question and, like, he answers it in 30 seconds.
I'm stealing money.
Yeah, mine's like 5 minutes. Like, I mean, when I was 22, they used to call me the filler. I'll get Smith. He can fill time. But seriously, Sean, you know, these freshmen have such an adjustment.
Yeah.
Liam's going through a major adjustment. Sean's going through it. Trevin, maybe a little bit different. You know, he's obviously was here as a redshirt and served his mission, but it's just a different deal, and they're going against really good players every day. So sometimes they feel almost not inadequate, but
yeah.
It's easy to feel like, man, can I play at this level or not? And so you're just constantly like, God, you are good enough. But you're going against some really good guys every single day, and it's only going to help you, but you got to stay the course, stay confident, right? Trust yourself, right?
Yeah.
We believe in you. So you go through some of those periods. But Sean is really, the last week or so, last 10 days is really starting to kind of climb and figure some things out. And he obviously showed it tonight.
And it's probably at different times when it starts to click for guys.
Oh, there's no doubt. Like, it's what I always said last year with Diogo. You know, Diogo really struggled early last year, right? And part of it was he had a high ankle sprain. But like I told our staff over and over, like, in my experience, this is starting 24 years at every level. It doesn't matter. Players are players. When you work hard and you have some sense of intelligence and some idea of who you are, you're going to figure it out. It's just, it's not if, it's when. And
yeah.
when does it all kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could think back to last year at different moments with a ton of our guys. It was like when they really figured it out. So Sean is starting to figure, he's not there yet, but he's starting to figure some things out.
We talk about Diogo. I've heard Diogo's had himself a heck of a camp. Abel Porter looks like he's added a few bullets to the arsenal as well. He was really aggressive getting to the rim. You can tell the point of emphasis some guys have worked on in the offseason.
Every one of our returners has definitely gotten better in different ways. Abel, like I told Abel when he came out of the game the last time I knew we were going to keep him out, he took a couple hard falls early in the game. And,
yeah.
But when the game really flipped was when he came back into the game and he got two easy baskets. Well, one was easy, one was a tough finish. He kind of finished high off the glass, and you can see he's worked hard at that part of his game, and he's a really good shooter. I don't know if he shot a three tonight. I don't think he did.
He was 0-for-1.
Okay. I don't remember the one he missed, obviously. But he really has. And then Diogo too. Those two guys, I thought, really changed the game. Diogo started getting after people defensively, started playing on attack. And that's why you play, though. We were not sluggish, but we were just standing still on offense and not in attack mode. And then we got in attack mode, and then it all changed. But, you know, Brock's gotten better with the ball. He's become even a better shooter. He's really stroking it right now. It didn't exactly show early because he took some non-rhythm shots.
Yeah.
But then when he took rhythm shots, I mean, he made them. So it's a fine line in these things because you want to get your veterans in a good rhythm and get going. And I thought we did a good job of doing that. I was planning on coming back with Diogo and Brock. But then I'm just like, you know, let's give these some of these. Let's give Sean more reps. Let's give Carson some reps. Carson didn't really play much. You know, he played 4 or 5 seconds in the first half. Liam, getting him up to see what these guys can do. So, and of course, Fonz.
Yeah.
You know, Fonz does some good things for us, and we're going to need Fonz to be a player for us.
I did like the new guy lineup there for a moment. And, you know, you look around and people are looking at their program saying, like, okay, we got to learn some new faces here.
I know, I and this isn't why I did it, but I did think about this at one point because we do have 9 new guys. And, like, the one lineup we played, we never played all those guys together. So, you know, you have Bairstow in, we had Carson in, we had McChesney in, we
Alfonso.
Had Fonz in, and then we had a combination of Clay, Roe, and Trevin in. Well, we've never played that lineup ever. So they're kind of looking at me like, oh, what do I do in the press break? What do I do? And I'm like, well, do something.
Figure it out.
You know what I mean? Like, figure it out. So, but I was thinking about that because I would think as a fan, part of, and I don't get to be a fan a lot, but part of the fun of coming to these games, and I know it's easy for everyone to assume you're going to win, but part of the fun is you get to learn the team.
Yeah.
And when you have 9 new faces, you kind of get a feel for that what their game is, what their personality is, what their persona is, you know, and all that stuff. So, so it's fun. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about this year, but I'm super excited for our future. You know, Marco Anthony's a kid from Virginia that has to sit out this year who's, again, he's starting to figure out how we play on offense and what we're doing, and he's made great strides, and hopefully we can get Kata back and get the big fella Kuba back. You know, he had a foot injury, and so hopefully we can get him back because he makes a difference in the paint too.
Yeah.
That guy is I don't feel super small around Nimi, but I do feel really small around Kuba.
Well,
and that's saying something because Nimi's a big dude, and Nimi's put on about almost 30 pounds, you know, so that's the blessing with the injury. And nobody ever wants to get hurt, but he's had time to really get into the weight room and bulk up.
You know, I get asked a lot, and the final question, I'll let you go. I know you've got a lot of comments.
You're fine. I miss you.
I like it.
I mean, you guys are my guys.
So a lot of people have asked me, saying, well, is Utah State ready to be the hunted and not the hunter? And I'm like, half of the season last year, you guys were the hunted. You know, as soon as you, frankly, and I think you point to this game, and I think it's smart, you know, as soon as you went and kind of put it on St. Mary's down in Vegas, everybody was paying attention to you. So I don't think that's going to be a huge transition for you guys this year.
No, as long as I agree. I mean, like, beating St. Mary's certainly put us on the map. I'm not into almost, but we played at Houston as tough as anybody.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And so, you know, winning 17 of our last 19 and doing all that, I think it's just, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's easy for fans and media to say that. And I think that's all just I don't know what you want to call it. You guys are better with words than me, but I just think that's whatever. You guys ignore the noise, social media, all that. None of that stuff matters. All that matters is what we do every day.
Yeah.
And, like, if we do what we're supposed to do and play hard and play unselfish and find different ways to have success and just keep getting better every night out, good things are going to happen. We have a bear of a schedule.
Yep.
It's very, very difficult. And, obviously, Cato was a huge piece to what we did last year, and we don't know exactly when he's going to be back or how that's going to work. But you know what? It's always been for us a next man up mentality, and that's where we're at. We have great leadership in the locker room. We got a very, very hungry bunch. We have a group of guys that it's still amazing. I said this a few different times, but all the things that we did last year, and I don't want to talk much about last year, and I rarely do with our guys, but of all the things we did, our guys have a super bitter taste with how things ended.
Yeah.
They got a chip on their shoulder. They want more. And so will we get there? Nobody knows. But all we can do is go out and be our best every night. And if we do that and we play the way we're supposed to play, then good things happen. But if we get into distractions and woe is me mentality, if you think you should be playing 25 minutes and you only play 7, or, you know, like last year being, you know, got like 3 DNPs, but he never had the woe is me. He got his butt in the gym and kept working.
Yeah.
And then look what happens. Or Abel Porter, he doesn't play 1 minute against Arizona State, and he just stayed the course. And, you know, and that's the kind of mentality when you have a bunch of winners in your locker room, and I think we have that.
But I did notice, I was looking at the sideline when Darius used every bit of the rim and the shot clock to make that free throw.
Oh,
and
sweet.
And I looked down at the sideline, like, these guys are having a great time. Like, the chemistry's still there.
We have great chemistry, you know. I mean, when you got our senior crew with Sam and Diogo, and Abel's only a junior, and I'm trying to get him to come back next year. But he graduated in 3 years. Right, he took, I think, 15 credits this summer of grad school. He's in 15 credits of grad school right now. Or maybe he took, like, 9 this summer. He's in 15 now. So he's going to get his master's degree this year. So I've told him, like, hey, man, you can always come back. But I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to move. And the way he's playing right now, if he wants to play overseas, like, he's going to make good money. Like, he's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, so. But anyway, the point of that was, like, you have those three guys in – how fortunate is a guy like Sean Bairstow or even Fonz, who's a little bit older, Kuba, all these, and you still got Nimi, who, you know, he's a smart guy and very respect, but coming in, and Brock's a very intelligent guy, and Bean just is everywhere. So, like, these new guys get to come in and they see, like, what it takes.
Yeah.
And how our guys eat and how they take care of their body with Carl Smith, their athletic trainer, and how they do their stuff. Like, it's almost like I told somebody this, like, yesterday. Our guys are a little bit like they have a bit of a professional mentality in that they know their body's their career. And not a lot of college guys have that.
Yeah.
A lot of times they get that when they play pro. But yet we have the college side of, like, we're going to have fun and celebrate each other's success, and it's not territorial.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you get to the pros and it becomes, it's your job versus his job.
Yeah.
So our young guys are very fortunate to have that kind of a returning group, and especially the seniors.
We're going to do this a lot this year. Appreciate it.
All right, Scotty. Hope to see everybody out on Tuesday. And let's kick this thing off the right way. And
yeah,
the Spectric Magic is very special, and we kick off our 50th year. So let's make it a one to remember.
It all started last year with a game against Montana State. Does again this year. So appreciate it, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scotty.
All right. There you go. That wraps it up for us. Utah State gets the victory. Final score on this one, 103-66, as the Aggies begin the season next week against Montana State.